Carson radio program. I love this song. Thank you for coming by. 503-733-2970. This song makes me, this song always reminds me of my father's place. Because whenever Joni and I, when Joni and I were working on, like, Bigger Than Jesus Remote Control, we would always write at my father's place. And this was all, even though I wasn't hungover, this was always the Sunday morning hangover music. It was always nothing but Tom Waits and Aerosmith. That's all we would listen to. 503-733-2970. Rick, about reality suicide. Big Brother in Europe. They've had many post-show affairs, suicides, and a homicide. Fantastic. Why don't, I mean, not fantastic, but I mean, why don't they have that here? Rick. You idiot. You do. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm conflating two emails here. I'm reading two together. This one just says, okay, this one doesn't say idiot. This one just says, Rick, you don't understand the Supreme Court. So this is about the pot woman. They aren't there to right every wrong or turn stupid legislation into wise legislation. They are just there to look at the law and make sure it is interpreted as written, not even as intended by some. Yeah, except that's the shorthand way that they describe the three. I don't care. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say that not only the Supreme Court is there to interpret the law, but also to make sure that the law is not in conflict with the Constitution, which you believe on many levels depriving someone of something that has been did. If a doctor tells you that there's a medication or a drug or any substance that is the only thing keeping somebody alive, and then the government rules that they may not have it, the government is no longer providing for the common defense, especially because she's got cancer, which kills people by the jillions in this country every year. So I don't necessarily think that that could coexist with the Constitution the way it's written. That would just be my thoughts on that. It's 5037, but I don't really care. Let's do these, then we'll talk to Tim. Ryan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
You made the comment about, like, Yahtzee on TV or whatever.
About what?
Well, you were talking about Christmas because they said bingo, and you said, you know, input, Yahtzee bottle.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, the next thing it'll be like, it'll be like Sorry on television, yeah.
Well, Yahtzee probably isn't too far off because they actually have high-stakes Yahtzee as a gambling.
Is that true, really?
Yeah, you know the guy, Gus Hansen on the World Poker Tour?
Yeah, the World Poker Tour.
Him and one of his buddies started it up, and they use 6X instead of 5, has a lot of the same rules, and it's actually something that's pretty big over in Europe, I guess, and they have tournaments in, like, the $100,000 range. And
really?
That kind of stuff.
With Yahtzee? That's pretty amazing, actually. I guess I should have figured that. Well, you know what? Anything the guys can gamble on, guys will gamble on. That's the bottom line. Guys, it doesn't matter if it's two raindrops running down a window. You know, guys will bet on anything that they can. So that actually doesn't surprise me.
And the theme right now is if you can gamble on it, there's a good chance you'll have a TV show about it later on.
That is totally. That is exactly true. And by the way, you sound like a poker enthusiast. You should know, it's not a certainty by any means, but that Representative is Barney Frank a senator? I can never remember, Tim. Is he a senator?
No, he's a congressman.
Yeah, congressman.
Representative.
Congressman Barney Frank from Massachusetts, am I correct?
Yes.
Massachusetts is working right now to overturn the legislation that outlawed internet poker gaming in America. So,
right. Every time you play internet poker online right now, it's from a site that's hosted up
to
the U.S.
Yeah, it's technically now illegal to play online poker for real money now, but Barney Frank, God bless him, is trying to get that overturned. So we'll have breaking news on that as it happens. All right, thank you, sir. That's Ryan. There you go. One more. This is Tom. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I just had I was listening to your definitions of words and all that.
Yeah.
And then right after that, you had the one of those Tom Likas. If you haven't heard that thing before.
Oh, yeah, the promo for Tom, yeah.
Yeah. There was another promo before that was talking about high-definition radio and his
stool in HD.
Well, I was just, yeah, that one. It was,
yes.
Well, if you listen to it further, I mean, it's just with his, all the squeaking and all that, is, you know, there's another definition of stool.
Really?
Out there, yeah.
What's the other definition?
It's bowel movement.
Okay.
Basically, it's the residue from the bowel movement. So when you're making all that noise.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying that the other definition of stool is poo?
Yeah.
Stool is poo?
Yes.
Good God.
It's a medical term.
Stool, you're saying now.
Yeah.
It's poo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and with my, just listening to the...
Yes.
Talking about the definitions of words and then...
You're listening to his stool, yes?
Yeah, and then listening to his stool, and it just seems kind of funny to me, that's all.
It is funny, sir, because as... Now, this is... I never appreciated this until now. You're saying... Now, I want to be very clear about this. Stool now, what you're saying that it's also, you know, poo.
Yeah.
Let's listen, Sarah. We have the, can we play this? Hold on a second, sir. We're going to go ahead and, I'm not sure if this is feeding the phone or not, but we'll go ahead and we'll play this. Hold on just a second. We're going to go ahead and, roll the, this Likas HD promo. I took the most of the other Likas promos are out of there, so it should be pretty, it should be right there. Should be easy to find. Hold on a second, sir.
Just you play your popcorn music.
Give me one second here. We'll track it down. Don't go anywhere, sir. Just stay right there.
All right.
All right, here we go. This is, let's listen to this now.
If you haven't heard the Tom Likas show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. Do you have an HD radio?
No, I'd love to.
Yeah, you have no idea what you're missing. Here is my stool in complete HD digital stereo.
What the heck?
Oh my God.
Fiber. Now, what we want you to do is go out to your retailer, because if you're not getting this in true high definition, you're missing half the fun of us in the radio. By the way, I think this is going to be sponsored by WD-40.
So, all right. Well, sir, I'll never listen to that the same way, sir.
Yeah, I just started a job with a... working in a medical lab, so that just started being funny to me.
Yes. Well, now it's going to be doubly funny to everyone, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Tom. Are you spreading the word about this show?
I've talked to people about it, yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound very enthusiastic. What's your problem? Do you like the show or not?
Well, it's. I don't really talk to that many people, but I talk to the people that I can.
What, are you, like, in prison or something? Or do you have friends?
I drive around for my job. So.
Well, then, so you, but you run into, do you have social acquaintances, sir?
Some of them, yeah.
Okay.
I do talk to them about it also, yes.
And now when you talk to them about it, is it sort of like, well, there's this show, and they say, what show? And you go, that's not important, and then you order a beer? Or do you say, why have you heard that Rick Emerson show on 970?
Most of the time I do ask them if they've heard of the Rick Emerson show, yes.
And then if they say, no, Tom, I haven't, what do you then say?
Well, most of them actually do say that they have, so...
And then you leave it at that? Do you make any attempt to verify it?
We quit pestering the poor guy.
Well, I mean, they do have, want to ride around with them. I check and see if they have anything, programmed at 970, but, you know...
I see. Well, there you go. We can't ask for anything more than that. Well, that means a lot, Tom. Well, God bless you. Good luck in your new job. You call us anytime.
All right.
Thank you. There you go. That's Tom. I wish we had that stool sound isolated to play just sort of as a...
I'm sure we can figure a way.
Yeah, we'll have to get that done. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
The erect withdrawal vote fails in the Senate. Republicans easily turn back Democratic challenges to put an end to the war. They said, no, we couldn't do it.
Democrats are useless.
So, we're going to keep going to war. Nobody can stop us now, so don't bring it up again. But still, there's another president who won't do anything about it either.
Never going to be fixed.
Nope. Nothing can be done. Meanwhile, Gresham is trying to make Greshamians get dressed for school. Short skirts, exposed midriffs, and baggy britches? Going to be a thing of the past at Gresham Middle School. The folks who run H.B. Lee Middle School are looking to adopt a strict dress code for the fall. A new dress code? It'll promote a safer learning experience. Parents gathered last night for an informational meeting with Gresham's gang enforcement officers. Some opposed to the dress code feel it'll do nothing to control the gang problem in Gresham. They felt a violation of freedom of expression. School administrators say some parents are in favor of the policy change, though. The final dress code is not complete, and they'll talk more about it some other time. A warrant has been issued for a man convicted of vandalizing Christmas decorations in Corrine Township, Ohio. The homeowner was fed up with reported damage to his blow-up snowman, so he set up a video camera outside and caught Robert Snell slashing that snowman with a screwdriver. The judges ordered the bad guy to be arrested again for allegedly refusing to complete his community service. A man pulled his estranged girlfriend into an elevator, this happened in Massachusetts, at an office building where she worked, set off a homemade bomb, killing them both. The bodies of a man and woman were found in an elevator after the explosion. Now, police say it was a murder-suicide.
That was the sound of Sarah's stool. It wasn't in HD, sadly.
How could you hear that so loud?
Your stool is loud.
It does make a lot of noise when I move around.
When you move your stool, Sarah, it can be heard throughout the building. I've never heard a stool movement that's that loud.
No.
We're all 12.
It's 9:37. Alexander, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Why, hello.
Why, hello there.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a furniture maker by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law is a medical student by trade. And he came out to visit with his lovely wife. This is about a year ago. And I was showing some pictures to his wife of some stuff that I had made. And he should have seen his eyes pop out of his head when he overheard me say to her, "And here are a picture of some stools that I made for a fellow that he paid me handsomely for."
Do a lot of men pay you to make stools?
Well, you know, I try not to build too many stools. I try not to make too many stools for folks because they are kind of hard to make. There's a lot of shaping in them.
Help me out. Somebody. Sarah?
I don't know, Rick.
I've left him speechless. This is a first.
I'm doing the best I can here. I've used up all my stool humor. Do you handle the stools with your bare hands? No, see, that's not even, it's not even working. When you make a stool,
yeah.
Do you? I'm sorry. I can't. I've got nothing. I've let everyone down.
You know, we can play the popcorn music, and you can sort of rethink this joke.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Scotty wants to know how you shape the stool. When you make a stool, how do you shape it?
Okay, I'm going to actually say this. This is serious. It's a tool called a scorp.
A scork?
No, a scorp with a P.
Scorp.
Yes.
So you shape your stool with a scorp. I don't know whether we're talking in made-up like Anthony Burgess language or not. Okay.
You might think about some... You know, like a play on words like a stool pigeon, a stoolie.
Do you find that a lot of men are interested in paying you to make a stool?
All right, no.
What sort of materials go into making a stool?
Oh, whatever, you know. I guess whatever the client wants could be. You know, many types of wood go into stools.
All right.
And traditionally, stools were made from different woods in the same stool, and then they were painted to hide it.
I think we've peaked. I think your last comment, we've peaked, sir. All right. Thank you, Alexander. Because we love you, we're going to give you like this. And a little Ed McCarthy there. All right. Thank you, sir. God bless you, Alexander. Thank you, sir. Typically, kinds of wood go into stools.
Can we let go of the stool thing now?
Your stool movement made the loudest sound over there, though.
That's true. I think I have the sinking chair, but it's not sinking so much anymore. Like, I'm gradually going down. And every time I get up, it shoots back up.
Your stool.
My stool. Oh, good Lord.
I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person. And stupid. Part through the entire conversation, Tim just sits there with a wry, sort of bemused smile, mentally counting the minutes until he gets to go, until he gets to leave today. In Tim's head, he's at home just doing a little gardening. He's home doing a gardening, and
I have gardeners.
Okay. And in Tim's head, he's at home watching the gardeners, sipping an IC and watching others labor for him. I love the show. All right, we're going to be back after this. We'll talk Grindhouse and Top 5. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Here's the Groovy Ghoulies. The Rick Emerson Show. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We'll do the top five as well. She's now a Scooper fan, so we'll have her join us for that. We'll talk about the Grindhouse here in a second as well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay a visit to the Ministry of Truth with Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, Fidel Castro is set to run for re-election. I will nominate him, said his brother. I'm sure he'll be in perfect shape. So far, there are no opposing candidates.
Almost like a Florida type election.
Meanwhile, some other things going on. When's the last time you heard Karl Rove speak publicly? Well, now that he has nothing to do, he's on a speaking engagement tour, and we find him in Alabama. Speaking at the University of Alabama in Troy, he said the Senate is playing politics.
This, to my mind, is a lot of politics, and I understand that's what Congress has the right to play around with, and they're going to do it. And I just ask the American people and ask Congress to look fairly and carefully at what's being said and done now.
Has he always had an accent, or is he doing a little Hillary Clinton thing there?
I guess so.
I don't think he has an accent, or maybe he turns it on and off. I'm so glad, by the way, that the administration is going to hell in a handbasket. And I say that not for typically partisan reasons, but just because I dislike Karl Rove. And after he engineered the 2004 election, I was afraid he was going to go out on a big high. I'm so glad that he's going down with just like a huge taint all
maybe
over.
Maybe he's
going
to oversee Castro's re-election.
Maybe that's the kind of election he likes.
Yeah, about the same thing.
All right.
The police in New Hampshire say that the death of Bradley E. Delp, the founder and lead vocalist for the rock band Boston, has been ruled a suicide. Found dead last week in his Atkinson, New Hampshire home by police responding to an emergency call for help. He died of carbon monoxide. I'm speaking like people from New Hampshire. Excuse me. Carbon monoxide. Piped through a tube from his vehicle's exhaust pipe into a bathroom where he was found dead.
Well, then what this story doesn't say, but which subsequently I think has come out today. First of all, let's just say this. He's another ass who did it and let his girlfriend find him. What the hell is with all of these? Be a man. Go toss yourself into the ocean and let the current just whisk you away somewhere.
There's no current in that part of New Hampshire.
You're ruining my rant.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's no ocean there.
Just find some wet concrete somewhere and just do what you got to do. Quit being a goddamned pussy about it. In letting some woman, some person who presumably cares about you, and he was engaged to be married to her, and instead she gets to come home and find your blue ass on the floor of the bathroom. God damn, that'll make me hate somebody. Seriously, just quit being a goddamn sissy about it. Anyway.
No, he won't do it again.
He did sort of overkill, though, quite literally, in that he ran a hose from his car to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. He then sealed himself up in the bathroom with duct tape and plastic, and also had two charcoal grills going in the bathroom. So there you go. That's the guy who wasn't leaving anything to chance. Two charcoal grills and the exhaust from his car.
And didn't he leave a couple suicide notes?
He left
three.
He left two notes for his family and then one for the public. So there you go.
Where's the public one?
I don't know. We never get to see those things. It kind of bugs me, actually. It annoys me that suicide notes aren't released. I think there ought to be...
TMZ better get on it.
I always feel left out. We don't get to hear about them.
It is too bad.
All right. That's the real tragedy here.
Meanwhile, Steve Bartlestein has run out of second chances at WABC Channel 7 in New York. The anchor, who's messed up several times on the job only to get another shot, was fired after sleeping through a news break. He was to anchor Thursday morning on the horrific Bronx house fire.
We're not laughing at that house fire, but the fact that they went to him, and I think he was in his office just...
Yep. He's no longer with the station, no longer with Eyewitness News.
That's okay. We used to walk into... I won't mention names, but we used to walk into QTK all the time, and there would be people asleep.
I remember somebody, yeah.
Do you remember that girl who used to... I won't mention her name. That girl who used... Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. She would work after me when I was working late shifts sometimes, and she wouldn't show up for like an hour and a half, and then she'd just get there and sleep.
I remember several times that I would, at like 3 in the morning, I would get these emails from listeners who were like, "Dear Rick, I am listening." This is back when I wasn't the PD, I was just the guy, the host. And I would get, "Dear Rick, I am listening to KFTK. The Opie and Anthony show is on. Why is this?" And it's because blah, blah, blah. It was just literally asleep at the control, asleep at the switch, which I'm pretty sure is a felony, by the way. Just completely asleep. Just radio stations running on fumes, running on empty. All right. Now, let's do one more here, and then we'll do the top five.
I'm not sure if I have another one.
Well, let's bring in Jen Lane.
Let's just welcome Jen Lane now to the Rick Emerson radio program.
That sounds wonderful.
Walking down the hallway, entering the studio any moment now, getting closer with every passing second.
Scotty, will you get Jen Lane?
Scotty, yes. Sorry. Will you? Well, let's talk about Grindhouse. Well, let's not, because we don't have time. I'll start talking about Grindhouse, and then as soon as I do that, watch, let me prove it. There you go. See? As soon as I mention Grindhouse, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Why, hello, Jen Lane. How are you today?
I'm well.
You're looking younger than ever.
Thank you. I am older than ever.
Is it true? Well, now, when was your birthday?
Saturday.
Oh,
10th.
No, I'm an ass. I didn't call. I didn't write. I'm sorry.
Yep. Is that one of your new shirts? Yes, it looks good.
Would you like to hit me?
No, but you could actually take me to lunch that you've been promising to take me to for a couple of years now.
I'd rather you just hit me.
Well, that was my way of hitting you. Verbal abuse.
Hitting you with her words.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not really the same. All right. Well, happy late birthday.
I'm just getting warmed up, Rick.
Okay. Well, happy birthday from all of us to you and so forth anyway. So,
thank you very much.
Well, you're an Alice Cooper fan.
I love Alice Cooper.
Did you... Now, you actually had guests, because we'll do this, because I've been teasing... I created this top five like a year ago. I haven't gotten to it yet. You actually had guests at the top five Alice Cooper songs not heard on the radio.
Oh, actually, that was Keith from the Nightmares, who was guessing through me.
The Nightmares. That CD's really good. Who was it that gave
the Nightmares? Keith did.
Maybe it was it. Mm-hmm. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, and you guys are permanently on the guest list for any show that you want to go see.
Really? For the Nightmares?
He always says, bring Rick, and Sarah.
I don't know. Where do they play a lot?
They play all over the place. They recently played at, what's it called, Outlaws.
Yeah.
And they play Dante's frequently. They often play with the Weaklings.
Yeah, do this kind of this really trashy, really melodic kind of punk that I like. And
really good. And their lead singer is awesome. She's a really good performer.
Yeah, and they got a chick singer, too, she's not bad. She's
I think her name's Jen Genocide.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Genocide. All right. Well, without further ado, then, Jen Lane, we'll have you weigh in as we do this. It's today's Top 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You can tell this is like forever consistent. As we close out February, here's Tim Riley with today's Top 5. As we close out February, another year added on to the life of Vincent Furnier, better known to his friends as Alice Cooper. As with many other rock and roll pioneers, his legacy is often unfairly reduced to a mere handful of recordings. So we attempt to set the record straight with these, the top 5 Alice Cooper songs you probably won't hear on the radio. At number 6, from Alice Cooper Goes to Hell, Wish You Were Here. This is a great song. This has a fantastic... This is from Alice Cooper Goes to Hell, which is my favorite Alice Cooper record. It's a toe-tapping hit that all the kids love. This is the record that my mom found sitting in my bedroom that caused her to throw out all my rock and roll records.
Really?
She came in, she saw it sitting in, and she was going through her zealot phase. or Christian zealous faith. If you came in and it's a record called, you know, it's a record called Alice Cooper Goes to Hell, and his face is all green, and it's written in like a demon font. My mom, you know,
wow.
Crash.
I was forbidden to see him in concert because the rumor was he left his stool on stage.
I remember the rumor was that he had had a contest with Frank Zappa that involved a stool. And,
have you seen him? I saw him play at the Roseland last year, like right around Halloween.
That
was great.
It was one of
the best shows I've ever seen. It was so much fun.
I was at that
show. And he
show.
Had his daughter come on and do this kind of little skit with him. It was really
Calico.
Funny.
Yeah. She came on and she played Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
And the creepy, or if you're, never mind. The creepy and or hot, depending on who you are, thing about that is, his daughter, Calico, who's very cute,
yeah.
came on stage, and she played the wife during Only Women Bleed.
Yeah.
And so, which is a song about domestic violence. And so there's his daughter, all covered in bruises, black eye, torn underwear, and then, like, there's Alice, like stroking her hair and, like, kissing her. And it's all just, like, completely sick and hot. Anyway, I saw Midori. That's where I discovered Wednesday 13, the opening act, who I love, who I've become one of my favorite groups. It was a great show. That guy's almost 60.
Yeah.
Still, man, I love that guy. Alice Cooper, God bless you. Listen to this guitar. Just listen to how great this is. I used to listen to this record every day. I would go home after school, put this on, and just, like, fall asleep on the couch listening to this.
So do you play that Guitar Hero game?
I don't, actually. I'm not the only guy on Earth who doesn't.
Did you read your Blender?
No, I know.
You still subscribing?
I don't.
I love that.
I suck. I'm out of touch. I don't play Guitar Hero, and everybody on Earth does.
Yeah.
Can you play Alice Cooper songs in it?
I've never done it. No, I want to.
I know a studio engineer has carpal tunnel because of it.
Number five from Killer. You drive me nervous.
Killer, what a great record this is. God damn, I love Alice Cooper. This is from, God, like 70, 71? Did you ever end up seeing him in concert, Tim, or were you just...
I did not, no.
I never got to see him in his heyday. I never got to see him until, I think, the 90s, the first time I ever saw him. What a great growl. Kind of the top five Alice Cooper songs you probably don't hear on the radio.
At number four, from The Last Temptation, Lost in America.
This is one of the late era Alice Cooper classics. Beavis and Butthead watched this video. It's one of those videos that Beavis and Butthead just went gaga for. Great album, too.
I can't date a girl because I ain't got a car.
I'm a station that really rocks. Number three from Welcome to My Nightmare, Some Folks.
Now, Alice Cooper sort of gets pegged as being this heavy metal schnook because he kind of let himself be depicted as that in the 80s. People don't really realize just the depth and breadth of this guy's music and how diverse he was. The great thing, this if you watch the Welcome to My Nightmare tour video, this is what made me love Alice Cooper, songs like this, where when he does this song, he's on stage in like this full-on, like white tuxedo with tails and a top hat, and then he's surrounded by a bunch of dancing skeletons, and they're doing this weird Busby Berkeley in Hell kind of a thing. This is one of the many Alice Cooper hits about necrophilia, by the way, in which he seemed to have a really intense interest during the 70s. I mean, so many of those Alice Cooper songs from his golden era just sound like show tunes. I mean, they're all like this weird sort of Bob Fosse, like Cross with Satan kind of a thing.
Have you ever heard the Anton LaVey album?
No.
So he sings all these, like, standards.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
That doesn't surprise me.
Love to change.
We
wake up every morning.
Like, you listen to that Chemical, that My Chemical Romance song, Dead. And at the end, they do this whole la-la-la thing, and it has this real Broadway flavor. All of that stuff comes directly from this, and this era of Alice Cooper.
How come Alice Cooper doesn't have, like, a permanent show in Vegas?
He should, man. Yeah. And it would work.
Yeah.
It's like when he, I mean, because
he already lives in Arizona. He'd be happy to come there.
And he... Yeah, and he never made any bones about that. He was always, yeah. He was never a heavy metal guy. He was always a real theatrical guy with a lot of sort of snazz to him.
Yeah.
All right, counting down the top five Alice Cooper songs you don't hear on the radio.
At number two, from Welcome to My Nightmare, it's Cold Ethel.
Well, this is the same record. Yeah, this is the second song about necrophilia on the record. It sort of reached its zenith on the Billion Dollar Babies record with the song I Love the Dead, which features a lot of, like, humping sounds. And it's all very disturbing. I love this song. What a great record this is. Welcome to a Nightmare. You could never sing this now. This is the line that my mother loves. My mom coming in while I was singing along with that. You're scheduling a church meeting for me the next day. And then there's a lot of unpleasant moaning later in this song. All right. Counting on the top five Alice Cooper songs you don't hear on the radio. Sam Riley.
At long last, it's number one from Killer, Under My Wheels.
And I'm unclear about whether this comes before or after Suffragette City. But there's a real similarity between these two songs. The phone is ringing. You got me on the run. I'm driving in my car now. Yeah, I saw him at the Rosa. Well, yeah, you were at that same show. 56, I guess, at that point he was. 57, whatever. And still just, I mean, and that's a guy who could come out on stage and sing 18 and School's Out and collect his check and go home.
Uh-huh.
But, man, he did the whole thing. The theatrics, he cut his head off. He did a thing where he reappeared in the casket. I mean, he, you know, he's got the clowns to come out on stage with him. I mean, that guy goes all out.
Yeah,
okay. Take this call from Jim.
Jim, hey, Rick.
You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up,
hey,
Rick?
How you doing? Well, I've been to Alice Cooper's restaurant in Arizona.
Alice Cooperstown.
Yeah, Alice Cooperstown. It's kind of like a sports bar / rock and roll paraphernalia.
Is it cool? I've got a shirt from there, but I've never been there.
Very cool. It's two levels, so the waitress and waiters, they all have to wear his eye makeup.
That's cool.
And the food's surprisingly good. It's a pretty expensive menu, but it's just a rock and roll paraphernalia he has on the walls. It's unbelievable.
Right on. Very cool.
So, yeah, so I give him, you know, thumbs up for stretching himself out into a restaurateur.
Sure, it's an American icon.
Kind of like that Marilyn Manson pizza from Mr. Show.
No.
Do you remember that?
No.
You have to see it.
Okay. Okay. It's 503-733-2970. We'll come back after this. Talk more to Jen Lane from Barfly Mag. Like us at 3. Don and Mike at 7. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. now into the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Rick, no Alice in PlayStation 2 Guitar Hero 1 or 2, but Alice Cooper's on the upcoming Xbox 360 version. I'm afraid to get that game, Guitar Hero, because I just...
Yeah.
I know guys are, like, full-on body and soul addicted to that, and I can't do that.
How come there's no bass hero? Oh, I bet there will be.
Is there a hero? Where's do you have a xylophone hero? They should totally market that for nerds. Just like complete like timpani hero. Kazoo hero.
Accordion hero.
I think we may have taken that as, but what else? Nerdiest instrument. Oboe. Oboe hero. No. There's
Viola.
Viola hero.
Solo hero.
Don't say it. Kristen will come and beat your ass.
You know, Kristen's going to be a tour guide for me on Saturday.
Really?
I have 6 buses going out now.
Oh, my God.
Segue right into
this. Yeah, I'm smooth.
The segue right into what's going on at Jenna Lanesworth. What is going on?
True.
Is that Stripperama or what is...
No, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
Saturday,
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Scotty's getting all that Scottish music together for us.
Record-breaking 6 Barclay buses going out.
Fantastic. Is it sold out? Or?
It's almost, there was 9 tickets left when I left to come down here. So.
9 tickets. Go now. BarclayMag.com. Do it now. Do
and
it.
And I've been on St. Patty's Day, and it's very...
Yeah. And, so Kristen's one of my auxiliary tour guides.
Excellent.
She's going to be great.
Excellent. Are you busy being perplexed by Scotty's 100 Words to Make You Sound Smart book?
Yeah, not to sound full of myself, but these are easy words.
It is from a third grade book fair. Listeners are apparently wanting to buy a stool from the builder, but are requiring a sample first. Okay. Chuck, hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick,
What's up,
Jack? Back in 1973, ABC had a show on in the summer at 11:30 called In Concert.
Yeah, with Don Kirshner.
No, this was ABC, and it was right in that same era, but
okay.
It was one act, the whole concert.
What am I thinking? I must be thinking of, I'm not thinking
there
of...
There was Midnight Special.
Midnight Special with Wolfman Jack. Okay, anyway, it was called In Concert.
Yeah, and I saw Alice Cooper, I was like 13, and I saw Alice Cooper... Do Welcome to My Nightmare.
Yeah.
And he hung himself on a gallows, crucified himself, and then the finale was a guillotine.
Yeah. Well, the guillotine.
And the basket and everything.
Yeah, the guillotine's kind of a classic. That's kind of his. That's his Stairway to Heaven right there.
Yeah, and it was surprising because it was network TV and they didn't hold anything back.
It
still wasn't on for long.
It's astonishing.
We regress so much as a society.
It's true. I mean, things are both. We're both more conservative and more liberal than we used to be. Simultaneously, thank you, Chuck. That's Chuck there because. And I tell people this, and I think it's a thing you really had to be there for, but I mean, it is amazing to me that you look back that Alice Cooper was allowed to, like, host the Muppet Show, that he was allowed to be on Hollywood Squares, because, I mean, because he was, like, you don't think of him now because he's such an icon, but he was, and he seems so cartoony now, but he was, like, the worst thing ever. I mean, like, my parents were convinced that he was taking me right down, and he sang endless songs about having sex with dead women. So, I mean, it's just astonishing to me that they went, well, he sings all these necrophilia demon songs. Let's put him on the Muppet Show, you know, which is really, and that's on YouTube, or at least it was. It's probably down now, but you can go back and watch all of that stuff. So, without that guy, there'd just be no, I mean, like, half the guys that are around now just wouldn't be around. So, all right, well, there you go. So that's Chuck. All right, so Barfly Mag, .com
uh-huh.
To deal with that. Hey, what do you shave? If I can ask this, what do you shave with? Use a blade? Use like a.
What do I shave with?
Yeah, we were talking about razors earlier. We're talking about razors. No, I don't mean to sound
crude. I wax, Rick.
I'm not trying to sound crude.
It's definitely creepy.
I have to apologize. I don't mean to sound creepy. At the beginning of the show, real quickly, just
I use Veet.
Is that a razor?
No, it's a depilatory cream.
So you don't actually use... So I apologize. I realize it does sound like it's a little blunt. At the beginning of the show, I was talking about how I use a blade, and the Mach 3 blades make me so furious because they're like $1,000. And so we're going around the room, and Sarah uses like the female version of that, except she's got the one...
I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, it's got like triple blades, and they cost like $500 a piece.
Jim uses the same one I do. Anyway, but after Sarah revealed that she uses the one with vibrating blades, a bunch of guys called up, and they said that they're like, it sounds like a joke, but it really works.
Mm-hmm.
The fusion with vibrating blades. So now I'm going to have to break down and buy it tonight. Mm. So I've been doing this whole survey of what people are shaving with.
Do you have a tough beard?
I don't. Well, because I don't let it grow out very far. My thing is, like with that nair and the what, like, why couldn't you just use that on your face, or could you?
drive, you're not supposed to.
But why not?
I think there is some for... Well, I wouldn't know because I don't have facial hair.
What do you shave with? That does sound really creepy, doesn't it?
It does. All right, enough of that bar flex.
Yeah, do you use any ointments on your body?
Do you shave?
Well, and a guy suggested electrolysis, too, and it's like, well, why? I don't understand. Like, doesn't it seem like we've reached the point where guys shouldn't have to shave? I'm going to bleep. I don't even have to hear it, but I'm going to have to bleep. Stop saying the words. Here's a pen.
Okay.
Jen's asking me. The best part is that you're whispering it by the microphone, as though the microphone doesn't pick up sound. No, you can't say that. No, you can't say that. I don't even know what that is.
That's another term for an unkempt beard.
Oh, that's horrible.
Why would you think you'd be able to say that?
Why would you think you could
you
say
can
this?
You say all kinds of crazy stuff
in
there.
Can you say the second half of this phrase? No.
Well, why not? I love cats.
In prison? You love prison cats?
Prison kitties.
Well, no, I mean, you need company in prison. You need it, you know?
So I'm not going to prison, and I don't have a beard, okay?
We're done now. We're about to talking about schools.
Barflymag.com.
Barflymag.com for more of this wit and wisdom, kids. What do you shave with? Do you apply any creams to your body, Jen? Tell us all now. Rick Emerson Show, Sarah, Tim, blah, blah, blah. Insert the rest here. See y'all tomorrow with Scott Daly. Bye now. Hello.